There comes a point in every man's wrestling career when they have to look at themselves in a mirror and ask themselves that million-dollar question. Do I have what it takes to win BACW's ultimate match? Do I have what it takes to win BACW's Grinder? Mega Freak, Adrian Blades, Air Outlaw, Mike Cavanaugh, David Obsidian Vance, and Absolutely Real. These are the men who have come into Florida on the most honored of days. The ones who can claim they did something that went more than just a championship during their tenure here in Badass Championship Wrestling. Boasting that on one day, on that night, they took on all the odds, took on defeat, but denied the Reaper his due.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck all of you.
They turned the Ghost Rider back, and in the most public of times, and in the most private of moments, they were the very best BACW had to offer. The Grinder is not merely a match to crown a champion. It's a rite of passage, a sacrament for someone to come into BACW and perhaps one day be inducted into our Hall of Fame. This is the cage where legends are born. This is the cage where icons are created. And this is the cage where legacies are immortalized. I will never have the honor of being called Grinder Champion. It's something reserved for the wrestlers, the men who I truly believe count here in this business, and the men who symbolize the letters B-A-C-W. It's been over 9 years, and since the time of our birth to the day that I sit in front of you, only 6 people can say they've done it, entered into this colossal abomination, and stood over all of BACW. Over 100 strong have tried, but in the end, when all the blood is spilled, there can only be one. 2007 Grinder winner.
Live it, love it, learn it, because there isn't a fucking thing you can do about it.
Wrestling.
Of 2007 Grinder winner.
But winning the grinder is only the start for some of these men who are patiently waiting in the back for their chance to perform. Because opening the show, Crazy Chris Ross will go one-on-one with 89 pounds of Particle Man. Some are saying that this is going to be an appetizer for the young Hawaiian who, get this, stands over 300 plus pounds, losing two consecutive times in a row to BACW champion The Spectre. Most aren't giving Particle Man a snowball's chance in hell of winning tonight. To a from the bottom bad boy, Randy Acorn will continue his feud with Ali Mustafa Jihad. And it's no secret to anybody that over the past 2 months, Acorn and Ali do not like each other. There is a real hate here, people. But with so much on the line with regards to the pecking order here in BACW, this contest has to mean a lot more to both of these young stars than the bookers actually think it does. Getting into the middle section of the show, Ward Lambert will defend his regional championship against both Sam Natas and superstar Alec Ace. But that's not all, because the winner of tonight's match will not only take home the gold, but they will also be entered into RWN's Network Championship Challenge. Then we'll take it 30 feet in the air, where BACW Heavyweight Champion The Spectre will once again do battle with Todd Nightmare Knight in a match that's being billed as career suicide for the Nightmare. Last time these two men went above the arena floor, Todd Knight was tossed off some 30 feet below through three stacked tables and he was practically killed. Back from his injuries, Todd Knight looks at this match as not something that he has to do, but something that he must do in order to continue here in BACW. Co-main event features the return of the Mile High Monster, David Obsidian Vance, as he gets set to wrestle against Canadian superstar Absolute Lee Real. Many are saying Lee Real cannot defeat Vance even on his best day, while others are calling Vance's layoff, you know, just hard to overlook. Whatever the case, Mr. Petit has agreed to call the winner of this contest the brand new NAWA Heavyweight Champion. What this means is that BACW and newly formed CSAW Heavyweight Champions will no longer be considered top dogs here under Mr. Petit's eWrestling.org sponsored umbrella. The NAWA Heavyweight Champion is, in sense, going to be the world champion. As you can see from the program, not only has its name changed, but get this, Mr. Petit has demanded that this bout be held under Burnt to a Crisp match rule, which could mean not only will one of these big superstars lose here tonight, but we just might see the end to the Lee Real era. And in our main event of the evening, everyone on this show will do battle in... Oh my God, I didn't expect him to be out here so soon, but folks, here comes BACW owner Mr. Petit, and if history proves anything, it's probably that he's got something very controversial to say to this capacity crowd. Wow, down the aisle and entering the ring dressed in his all-white Armani suit with white Gucci shoes, let's turn the show over to professional wrestling's Extreme Mastermind. kicked off of me because that little corner of the universe, the one that they thought was so important, couldn't keep the people who I brought in, the talented individuals who want to follow me, the people who love B-A-C-W!
People, not this time. That's too easy. And I'm far too
too smart for something as simple. I'm out here to point out the fact that David Obsidian Bands is back here in eWrestling.org, BACW, CSAW, wherever the hell he might end up. Kid Evil is back on a BACW show. Particle Man is back on a BACW show. Lord, check my head because Crazy Chris Rock, he's back too. People pray for my demise, they will never kill me or my self-made legacy, and they will never kill what these guys in the back have worked 9 years for. You will never kill BACW. You will never kill a Mr. Petit product, and you will never kill these wrestlers who believe in me on a daily basis. I won't let you kill them. I won't let you. At the back, take a look at Grindr 9 2007. Take a long, hard, dang look at me. Zoom in, cameraman. Because when I'm running this federation 35 years from now, I'm left supporting, screaming in the mic, BACW. And the life support machine finally stops placing my heart at rest. I will only have one request for everybody who has the pleasure of hating me. I only have one request to the guys in the back who never let me down. And that is good or bad, when I took this stage, y'all listen because I entertained the hell out of you. And I want one more thing for you to do, and that's enjoy my brutality.
But this show isn't about our owner or his success, because as you can hear, Crazy Chris Ross's music has queued up in the background. It's time for Grindr 9 to begin, so let's go to the ring to ring announcer Michael Stumper for our opening introductions.